politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see all of you on the radio. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, he's on the other side of the glass getting ready to make sure that everything runs perfectly. A.M. Macatrillo's in the newsroom. He says traffic-wise, everything's still quiet around here, so we're having a good morning so far. In the studio with us now, Pastor Arlie Davis is here. He's the lead pastor at the Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton. And we're going to talk about their mission and work and that dynamic church that is just going gangbusters up there in the Milton region. But we're also going to talk about the importance of doing some well drilling in other countries. It's a clean water project that's tied to Christmas. So rather than say, I want for Christmas, I think their whole motto is what we're giving for Christmas and
Absolutely.
Helping and sharing.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Please make this the first of many visits. Let's start out with Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton. You say 1,600 worshipers or so on Sunday, which is just a fabulous number. Very exciting,
exciting.
Just to hear that the church is going gangbusters like that. What's the secret?
I don't know that there's a secret, but I do know that we've very intentionally tried to be relevant to our world, and we've tried to really help make a difference in our community. I think our best ad, because we're kind of hidden as far as our location, our best ad is really people that really feel like it's making a difference for them, and they want to share that and make a difference for others.
Relevant, dynamic. I mean, I've been to one of the services one time, and
thanks.
It's very uplifting.
You know,
there's not a lot of solemnity to it. There's quiet, prayerful, meditative time.
Sure,
but it's very dynamic. Tell me
sure.
about that.
I think really like should be joyful. That should be very characteristic of our worship and who we are and our relationship to to God. It should be something that we're so excited about that we want to tell other people. If I buy a new car or have a great event in my life, I'm excited and I want to tell other people about it because it was such a great thing. That's what our goal is, that we really hope that people feel that same way about their relationship to Christ and the opportunity of expressing worship together and making a difference in our world.
And do you say before the service, what can we do to make sure that this is inspiring? And then afterward, look at it and say, what was it we did that may have been inspiring to people?
Sure, that's our prayer. It's always our prayer that we would be able to help really both encourage. Scripture always tells us that when we gather together, one of the primary focuses that we should really have is to encourage one another. And so we're just hoping that people are always going to be encouraged by the word and by worship and by the experience and connection with others. And so that's one of our primary, aspects of who we are. And yes, we do evaluate. We look back on it to say, are we making a difference? Did it work? And is this important? And is this, what really needs to be done? So yeah, we're constantly in that process.
And how do you say to folks, you're ultra valuable, you are super duper important, but believe it or don't, we want you to spend a lot of time thinking about your community and the person next to you and the town up here, and we're going to talk about a town on the other side of the planet.
Sure. I just really think that it's kind of a natural thing that kind of happens within our relationship to God, because the more we draw near to God, the more the essence of giving is really a part of who we are. And we've tried to really be very intentional about not putting pressure on people to give financially in the service, because churches are often, reported as all they want to do is take your money.
You have a box as you exit the door. You can contribute if you wish on your way out.
That's correct. Okay. We don't pass offering plates. Okay. And when we first started that about 7 or 8 years ago, I remember somebody saying, yeah, but like we need those $1 bills. And it's like, I don't really want guilt money. Because if you're just putting in a buck when it goes by because you feel guilty about who's looking at you, that's not needed. And also, probably about 30% of our people give online. And so, you know, if the offering plate went by them, and they would feel like they have to explain to people around them, I give online. I mean, you know, it's just awkward. So it just works perfectly by just putting the giving boxes on the wall. People will give as they come in or go out, and nobody judges.
And this year, you, of course, those boxes are there to help Christ Wesleyan Church, which incidentally is on 250... What road is it on?
Stom Road.
Stom Road. Okay, which is right off of...
Right off Broadway.
Right off Broadway, which is 254?
Three.
253,
yes.
Okay. So,
253.
It doesn't sound right in my head, but in any event, it's right off Stom Road. Everybody probably knows where it is in the Milton area. About 1,600 worshipers or so on Sunday. You expect that number to nearly double as the time the Christmas services happen. 9 a.m. on Sunday and 10:45 a.m. are the normal worship times, and you're running a satellite church in Sunbury. Now you've been adopted by, or did you adopt them, or did they adopt you?
It was a mutual decision.
We
put out the adoption invitation. They wanted to respond to it.
Okay, and that's on Walnut Street, the Wesleyan Church on Walnut Street, in the second 200 block there. You can get more information about the church at cwclife.org. The lead pastor, Arlie Davis, is with us. Now, you're focusing this Christmas on raising funds that will in no way benefit the church. In fact, they won't even help the pass-through agency, World Hope International. It'll
Correct.
Just help their work.
Actually, it'll cost us even a little bit more. We've been matching the gifts that have been coming in. And so our mission fund, we set aside at least 10% of everything that comes in just to give away for outreach programs or specifically international or local opportunities. We have a food pantry and, you know, just a number of things that we do locally as well as internationally. So we try to kind of balance those because some people's heart is really drawn to around the world. Some people's heart is drawn to the person next door. And so we try to, you know, balance between those as we're trying to make a difference.
All right. Tell me about your Christmas Clean Water program.
We're excited about it because it can help make a difference in life for those who do not have clean water. I've had the privilege of being in these locations and in Sierra Leone, Africa, or Cambodia. And in experiencing that, you see how desperate the circumstances are for clean water, where someone has to carry water for, say, 5 miles to their home. And you can only imagine if you had to go 5 miles for water instead of across the kitchen to turn on the faucet, if you had to go 5 miles for it, how would you use that water? It would be precious to you. You would just be so taken by what you were using it for. So there would be so limited amount that you could. And those poor, generally girls, who have to go and carry the water and bring it back, they don't have time for education because they're trying to bring water for their family. They don't have time to be able to do all the things that maybe other children would do. And so, and their very life could be threatened. They could be raped on the way to get water or coming back. There's a variety of kinds of circumstances. And plus, seeing clean water, you're helping health-wise, you know, dysentery, some of the things that actually take their lives, you're helping avoid that. And so the message, that child is able to go to get an education, they're able to, you know, be a part of life, just because you've offered clean water. So what an incredible difference it is that helps in making that kind of difference. So we've decided that we wanted to be a part. There was an extra match that World Hope was doing on Giving Tuesday, which we've been pretty excited because we raised about $37,000-$38,000 from our congregation. We matched that through our mission fund, about $75,000 then, sent that to World Hope. They had a donor who matched that. It became $150,000. So that is so exciting to us to be able to see, like, wow. Like, it takes about $10,000 to do a well. That serves about 800 people. And so just to think we were able to do 15 wells, you know, and, you know, looking at 8,000, let's see, I didn't do the math ahead of time, 12,000 people that are now having clean water because people gave, like, wow.
Life-changing.
It's so life-changing. And when I was in Sierra Leone, I got to see them drill a well. And when they drilled the well and the water started coming up.
It's emotional.
It's very emotional.
Right, to watch someone's life change for the better.
They started singing and dancing, and they just kind of circled around, and the women were, like, just so excited and so happy, and the children were singing and dancing. And when you see that happen, I mean, tell me the last time you sang and danced in your kitchen because you had a glass of water. And yet, we get it all the time. And so seeing that happen, it was just like, wow, that's life-changing. And so it motivates me, should motivate us to say, like, you know, we have enough. What can we do for Christmas? Let's give clean water to someone who doesn't have it.
All right. Well, it's a fabulous Christmas message of sharing that you're talking about. CWCLife.org, if you want to get involved in this, their website's got all kinds of information about that. It's just a great go-to. Even if you never attend the church or never donate, their website's full of information that you can use to just do a spiritual discipline on your own or whatever it happens to be. Plus, up at the church, you got a coffee shop and a bookstore and a worship space and fitness space and a big stage and great place to visit and
thank
wonderful
you.
People to talk to, and
it's
a great place to worship.
Yeah, thank you.
About 30 seconds left. What's the real meaning of Christmas? Everybody who's clergy that sits in that chair this season has to answer that question.
I just think the importance of giving. I mean, we celebrate Christmas because God gave His Son. The giving started with the wise men and their gifts that were brought. Jesus gave His life. It's all about giving. And when we are giving, we're most like God. I just really feel that that's such an important message for every one of us. When we're giving, we're most like God. And we can make a difference in our world if we will just open our hearts and open our pockets and help make that difference.
Well, there can be no follow-up question to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Mark.
Thank you. Great
pastor
to be here.
Pastor Arlie Davis, lead pastor at the Christ Wesleyan Church up in Milton, CWC.life.org, their website for more information.